Yeah, John, I found your explanation of the theme of constancy, quote unquote, in practice as a constancy in keeping a bright and awake mind more helpful and doable than a constancy in keeping to one meditation object, as is sometimes taught. Could you please say more? Well, I think that that's, of course, that's what I found helpful and doable also. So that it's held a bit broader, because sometimes just trying to keep the mind on, say, a meditation object, tires the mind out. And so that finding ways that we can brighten the mind or keep the mind alert and interested, both in the meditation object, but then also in, okay, how do I experience the meditation object? How do I experience the mind that's observing the meditation? So that, because that whole sphere has to be understood. It isn't as if, something magical is going to happen if we just keep grinding away at the meditation object. There's a broader sphere of understanding and knowledge that we have to cultivate in order to, because when we think of what is it that is the most central part of the Buddhist teachings, and over again, the basis of insight are around the themes of anicca, dukkha, anatta, or impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, not self. So it's more like looking at patterns than looking at specifics. So looking at the patterns, and that's how, when you think of when something accords with Dhamma, then it's according with patterns in nature that we can recognize and understand. And that allows us to put down different types of things that agitate the mind, whether it's desire or worry or fear or whatever. But it helps to allay those tendencies. So it's understanding those patterns. And that's where we can really settle.